This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. Since Michael Brown was fatally shot by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in August, police are facing increasingly hostile protests with often a strong anti-law enforcement bent. St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce explains how these continuing protests are impacting officers.
Since protests began, chants of "No justice, no peace" have been mixed with much more violent anti-police messages.
They fire more tear gas, we shooting choppers.
The police,
man, your white lord.
More dangerous than mere shouts, police say, is facing the gunshots, Molotov cocktails, rocks, bottles of urine, even spit. As a member of the tactical team, St. Louis County Police Officer Sean McGuire was out on the lines since the day Michael Brown was shot. McGuire says he knows that many protesters are peaceful, and police need to protect them and their rights. But he says police are still exposed to hostile agitators mixed in the crowds. Warning, this is a little graphic.
I was on the line, and a state patrol officer was told by a protester that he is going to find his wife. He's going to hogtie the officer, and he's going to rape his wife while he watches. Another protester told me that he's going to steal my gun and shoot my kids with it. And then you hear social media, you hear local news, you hear national news of why aren't they wearing their name tags? Well, they're making threats against our family.
Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson, who was in charge of the Unified Police Command Center in Ferguson, says officers are feeling the impact of these kinds of remarks.
I have been out there and seen white officers leave in tears because of some of the things that have been said to them, not in fear, just because that's not who they are.
Captain Ron Johnson, let's give him a warm round of applause.
Johnson recently talked about his own experiences with a group of students at his alma mater, Riverview Gardens High School.
Aren't you mad that people have a really bad outlook on y'all right now because of this situation?
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Johnson says he knows people are frustrated, and sometimes that's directed toward police. Protesters say officers have used too much force, don't represent the communities they serve, and racially profile residents.
When you don't know somebody, it's hard to trust them. Trust is something that's hard to gain, but it's easy to lose. And so we need to build that trust back up, not just in law enforcement, but in this whole community, business leaders, political leaders, it needs to be built back.
Some in the police community wonder if the intense scrutiny under which officers now must operate is affecting their ability to do their jobs.
The biggest fear I have is that it will cause hesitation.
That's Jeff Rorta, the business manager of the St. Louis Police Officers Association.
Almost every police officer I talk to, the question is, what more do people expect of us? And the answer is, right now, the very vocal minority expect too much. And the silent majority, most of the people out here in the St. Louis area, support the police.
In fact, several rallies have been held to support law enforcement. And Rorta says the union is done, quote, standing in the shadows and will speak up to defend police. But even with that support, some police have been hesitant to talk to media about their experiences. What's complicating the situation is that some people associate support for law enforcement with support for Officer Darren Wilson, who faces a grand jury investigation for his shooting of Michael Brown. Again, County Police Officer Sean McGuire.
You can support law enforcement all you want. That doesn't mean you have to support Wilson right now. What throws people off is this violence towards police for no reason, because we don't have a reason yet.
In other words, the grand jury in the Wilson Brown case hasn't announced its decision yet. But when it does, whatever it decides, it's likely police will have more challenging work to do. I'm Stephanie Lecce, St. Louis Public Radio.